Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, Kristi Noem, DHS Secretary, is testifying in front of the House of Representatives. And you know that weirdo Democrat? I know that doesn't narrow it down at all, but she's the elderly lady with blue hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally blue hair.
Yes.
Or purple sometimes.
It's not that she's that old. She just has blue hair.
Yeah, she just dyes it. Because she's hip with the kids or something. I don't know. It's
yeah,
stupid.
She is.
She's in her 70s, isn't
she? She's old. But,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
But we're not referring to her as a blue hair because she's old.
No.
Correct.
Because it's blue.
Rosa DeLauro is her name. And, well, she wanted to know, why in the world would anyone think that FEMA was ineffective?
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, roll it.
Where is the evidence of the failure of FEMA?
Congresswoman, we still have claims open from Hurricane Katrina. We have fire claims that are still unpaid to people who said they were due them 7 to 8 to 10 years old. They have never been paid by FEMA. So one of the worst things that the federal government can do is to stand up in front of the American public and say, we will be there. We will walk alongside you in the most horrible time of your life and then never follow through on it.
Well,
states.
The federal government is abdicating its commitment to the American people who find themselves.
It did certainly under Joe Biden's administration.
Let me just say this to you. The Office of Professional Responsibility. The Office of...
Her blue hair started standing on end at this point in the proceedings. It was remarkable. It's like a peacock.
The Office of Professional, because I knew you were going to go there. As you know, FEMA's Office of Professional Responsibility, under the Biden administration, there was no evidence, no direction or agency or field leadership to discriminate against disaster victims based on political affiliation, which was
evidence.
A charge.
Are you joking? Carolinas?
Yeah.
Did you miss that one?
Or in Florida, where you had a FEMA official, a contractor, literally say, yeah, we weren't going to houses that had Trump signs in front.
Yes.
That's a done deal. We've known that for a while.
Right.
That's the truth, yes.
Maybe she gets her news where the rest of the left does, in this alternative reality, where they just don't hear the bad stuff. I have no idea. Or is she as senile as Joe?
Yes.
Either way, she does have a staff who's prepping her with questions. That's not very well done.
And I'm guessing they gave her this answer.
Wow.
It really is something, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I hope she did give her all the details of the incidents that she said didn't exist.
Man, oh man. I don't know if you saw this the other day. Byron Donalds on the Sunday morning talking head shows.
I didn't see him this week.
Okay. Was with Kristen Welker. Remember, sometimes I get them all confused, but I'm pretty sure it was Welker. And do we have the clip? Where the heck is the clip?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on a second.
We got all kinds of new equipment.
Yeah, it's a whole new system that we're running, and it takes a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a huge deal. But with this, she's going on and on about due process, okay? And Byron Donalds is being very patient. And then finally, just kind of straightens her out. At least that's the way I see it. I'll play it, and then you can tell me what you think. Gosh dang this stupid thing.
I've got it up here.
All right, play it, dude.
All right.
Well, the Constitution, I mean, let me just read you. This is the Fifth Amendment. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless an a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces. And then it goes on to say, nor shall any person be subjected for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life, limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property.
I know.
Without due process.
Like, this is the gotcha.
So the Constitution says any person, not citizen. And therein lies the debate and the root of my question. I mean, does any person just apply to citizens in your mind, or does it apply to citizens and non-citizens? The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says it applies to citizens and non-citizens.
Well, let's be very clear. First and foremost, when the framers wrote our Constitution, they never envisioned that there would be an executive that would allow millions of people to come into the country illegally. They never fathomed that. Number two, more importantly, you have a situation right now. Is it okay for any administration to not follow the law, abuse border security laws, let millions of people in, and then hide behind the court system to say, well, now they're here, so now we have to go through a lengthy process? Let's examine this right now. Right now, what we know is that when people came into the country illegally, almost 90% of them would not even go to the hearings. So if you're supposed to show up for a hearing and you do not go, what are we supposed to do as a country?
Very quickly.
Yeah. Well,
90%.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Does legacy media ever report that?
No.
No, it's just sad sack stories, one after another.
I always like how they're going back to the Fifth Amendment, as if this applies in the immigration court system. I mean, it does to a certain extent, but the idea that they're conflating issues here with due process, with criminal acts, and then the immigration court issue, where if you actually are declared, you are subject to removal, that is your due process, not a jury trial.
Well, not only that, man, when he's talking about the founders and what they envisioned, and I know you're trying to, like, figure out what were they thinking at the time, which is tough. But I think he's got a great point there. They didn't envision this.
Yeah.
Because they would have looked at it, well, kind of what it was, an invasion. What did our media call it if you said invasion? Well, that's xenophobic.
Yeah.
Terrible. You know, it was a sad day yesterday for Cinco de Mayo.
Why is that?
The way I understand it, from Pamela Brown telling Wolf Blitzer on CNN, there were some people that were uncomfortable to go out and party. And that's super sad.
Well, yeah. Today is May 5th, and that means Cinco de Mayo, Wolf, a holiday that celebrates Mexico's victory over France. But some in the Battle of Puebla, I should say, but some communities have canceled or scaled back cultural events because of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration and the fear among many Latinos that they could be arrested.
Wow. There's never any thought of people that came here legally.
No.
Almost like these people don't exist.
Well, and also they're acting like Cinco de Mayo is this huge deal for Mexican nationals.
I know.
It's not.
They're acting like it. Like the white liberals they are.
Yeah. Well, it's Spanish, so, you know, all those brown people from south of the border, they must love it.
Oh, yeah. It's too bad because a lot of them have been canceled. Nobody's going to show up. Might get deported.
Well, it's weird. I haven't heard anything about that, and I live in a very high Hispanic area.
And you won't. Nobody was driving around. ICE wasn't driving around in vans yesterday pulling people out of bars. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it's undercover, though. You don't know.
Well, maybe it's somebody who looks Latino that's undercover. And then they get busted by another undercover person because they don't know they're undercover.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if you don't say happy Cinco de Drinko, that's when the feds pounce. They're like, all right, if you actually call it Cinco de Mayo, then you're obviously here illegally.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? I got a David Hogg clip for you, Scott.
What is...
I didn't know this either. On MSNBC, Jonathan Capehart still is on the weekend?
Yeah.
I thought he was turfed. Good to know he's still around. Anyway, David Hogg wants people to know it's not just an age thing with him as far as bad Democrats that need to be ousted from the party, okay?
Clearly something is not going right here. And sometimes it's not just a messaging problem that you have. It's a broader messenger problem that you have in the first place. I'm not just saying, well, if you're above a certain age, you shouldn't be there. Unfortunately, sucking is something that is not limited to being above a certain age.
And they thought that was a knee slapper.
Well, he's known for his comedic timing, yes.
Yeah.
The David Hogg stand-up special on Netflix. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, man. What a weirdo. I've had a lot of different friends. And David did it this morning, sending me Well, and you too on this one.
Yeah.
Clips of David Lee Roth.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
He had a show, I think first live show in like 5 years last night. Listen, it's been a while since Dave sounded good live, okay? And being a fan of the original Van Halen, you knew over time what happened to Dave. You know, it's kind of sad in a way. I haven't heard this clip yet.
What song is it?
I think it's Panama.
Oh, it's Panama. Okay. Everybody knows this one.
This from the other day or the other night in Maryland, because he just announced he's going on a summer tour. He's going to be out there.
Isn't he opening for other people, or is he?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I had some friends that saw him open for Kiss that said it was not.
How can it be? It can't be. There's no way it
can
be.
You can get a great band and a guy that can play the Yeti stuff. You can get all of that. But Dave does this thing with his smiling all the time.
Oh, it's weird, man.
And yeah.
It's that. And then in these clips, the guy's wearing the tight leather pants like it's still 1984 and he can pull that look off.
Yeah.
He's an old guy now and he's kind of just.
He's in shape. Well, yeah. But don't want to wear that.
Well, he's got the armadillo in his trousers, the skin tight leather pants and the vest and all of that. It's like, golly, that's embarrassing, dude.
Well, it reminds me of what Eddie Van Halen said in an interview in 2015. And this was before he was going out on the road with Roth and Van Halen. He said, he does not want to be my friend. How can I put this? Roth's perception of himself is different than who he really is in reality.
Ouch.
We're not in our 20s anymore. We're in our 60s. Act like you're 60. I stopped coloring my hair because I know I'm not going to be young again. That being said, I guess we'll listen to this together. I hope I'm pleasantly surprised. Roll it. That part sounded okay.
That's his backup singers.
Yeah, I know. Whoops. Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah. Hey, man, if you want to go and enjoy, it's not like I wish bad on Roth or anything like that, you know? Remember, you know, dude, being such a fan when I was a kid and then having the chance to interview him, do that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those where it was true. If you could ask a question and he was just going to go.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things.
Whether it's funny or not.
Yeah. You know what, dude? I have a clip of a little part of it.
Of you interviewing David Lee Roth?
It's like 15 seconds because it was my buddy that was like an intern at the time. Spank, you remember Spank?
Yeah.
He put this thing together where he said the best part of the interview.
Diamond David Lee Roth.
Jamie, how are you? That was a different time and a different place. People had disposable income and you didn't have to wear a condom. And that's where Van Halen cut our classical teeth. And I don't think it's a band that's ever going to happen again. And it's a time period that I'm pretty sure will never happen again.
Yeah, probably not going to sound good live again like that. You know, that's one of those things.
It's tough, man. Rock and roll singers, it's tough to get older.
You know, you were talking about Yes last week,
yeah.
John Anderson. It's crazy how good that guy still sings.
Sounds like he's 23, yeah.
Some guys can still do it. It's remarkable. All right. A few news updates we got to get to in the five stories we're watching today. Straight ahead.